the area.
I'm Stephen Mangan, and in The Confessional on Radio 4, I'll be taking a bevy of illustrious sinners through a dark journey through the realm of shame, sin, and toe-curling embarrassment. They'll be stepping into my virtual confession box. Sorry, can we get some more light in here? To reveal three shameful revelations about themselves.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The Confessional, the show in which celebrity guests dig the dirt on themselves. Returns next Sunday evening at 7:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Ben is desperate to impress in the Archers in half an hour. But first, it used to be considered a little rude to speculate about someone's age, but times have moved on. At least we hope they have, as that's the entire premise of the Birthday Cake Game, hosted by Richard Osman.
Hello, everybody. I'm Richard Osman. Welcome along to the Birthday Cake Game. It's the most competitive show on Radio 4. Some people say it's the simplest show on Radio 4, too. They say it's like the moral maze without the maze or the morals. All we have to do is guess how old various famous people are this week. That's the week beginning 4th of October. My three players all have a little guess. They get 3 points if they are absolutely dead on. They get 1 point if they are a year out. And at home, see if you can beat them all. But it is Birthday Cake Game, and so the prize is a birthday cake, a very specific birthday cake from a supermarket we're not allowed to mention, in the shape of an insect we are not allowed to mention, that eventually turns into a butterfly. Not the cake, the insect does. My three players today, carbon dating celebrities, are Susie Ruffle, Andrew Hunter-Murray, and Sophie Duker. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. How are you all? Shall we just get on and play? So our first birthday in this week, beginning 4th of October, goes to you, Susie. How old this week is Matt Damon?
Matt Damon? You're going to listen to me do my working out?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Oh, so, older than me.
Okay.
So I'm going to start there.
Which begs another question.
21.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, he's been acting a long time, hasn't he?
Mm.
He was in that film with Robin Williams, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That must be 20 years ago.
Surely.
At least.
So how old was he then?
Then I would say he was something like 26. I'd say young enough that you'd be like, look what a massive film he made.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
But not young enough to be like, oh, his dad's definitely the exec producer.
Not Macaulay Culkin.
Not Macaulay Culkin. Not a child star.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, this week, your friend and mine, Matt Damon, is 48.
48, says
Susie,
to a gasp from Sophie.
It's because I was thinking 46, because that was 20 plus.
I know,
26.
But I just chucked
she's
on
gone
two.
Up a couple of years, yeah.
I can do simple maths.
You can't do simple maths.
As you both arrived, I was obviously delighted to see both of you, and then, I mean, immediately terrified because you're both there. I class you as clever people in comedy.
Ooh. Yeah, they are both clever, I'll give you that.
Both
but
clever.
Sometimes cleverness is not everything, especially in the birthday
thing. No, hello, I'm here.
That's fine. So lovely to have you here, Susie.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Andrew Hunter-Murray, what do you think about this, Matt Damon?
Well, I'm thinking of the third Jason Bourne film,
okay.
Bourne Ultimatum, which I watched recently. I don't know when it was made, and I don't know how old he was when he was in it.
Oh.
There's a scene in Waterloo Station. And
yes.
It's when they had the old advertising boards in Waterloo Station, because, spoiler alert, there's a sniper behind one of them who's trying to shoot Jason Bourne.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
Do you remember the old ads that were a triangle? You know, a billboard was in a triangle, and you get three different ads, and there'd be a moment where they'd all click round to the next ad. That was a very satisfying moment. Before it all went digital. A happier and a simpler time, I would say.
You preferred analogue Waterloo?
Actually,
the ABBA song that no one remembers, do they?
Exactly.
So I think he's a trifle younger than Susie said. So I'm going to say he's turning 47.
So very
close, I know.
When you say a trifle younger,
trifle's famously a year, isn't it?
A trifle is a year. Yeah. So Sophie, we've got 47. We've got 48. What are you thinking on Matt Damon?
So I know who Matt Damon is, but
that's a good start.
On an instinctive level.
Okay. Is this how you're going to play the game? Really? You're just going to feel it?
Yeah, I'm just going to feel it. Because I couldn't for sure tell you any films that he's been in. And he's also, like, never been sexy.
Interesting.
Really?
Wow. Interesting.
Hard disagree from me.
And me.
I've never seen him be sexy in anything. He's always sort of being, like, soft-faced.
I think that's just his face.
What? You think his face is just soft?
Yeah.
I think he might be a bit older because he had, like, a sort of gravitas even in that really old film with Robin Williams.
I love really old film. That's literally a film to me like that came out like 2 years ago for me.
Two trifles ago.
Yeah, a trifle and a blancmange ago.
I think he was 49, but now he's 50.
50, big birthday for Matt Damon, Sophie Duker thinks. We got 47, we got 48, and we got 50 in the studio. What do you think at home on Matt Damon? I hate it. I hate it when we start off with 0 points.
Oh, no.
But we haven't started off with 0 points.
Yes.
I am giving away a point. He's 51. He's 51 years old. What do we think about that? What do we think about that analogue Waterloo man?
I'm staggered.
Matt Damon is 51. Now, Andrew, you're first for this one.
Mm.
How old this week is Leanne Pinnock?
Leanne Pinnock.
It's interesting with Andrew to know whether he knows who it is or if he's... How would you
describe the look? Would you say hunted or haunted, or maybe both?
I would say, yeah. Is there a vowel somewhere between the two where hunted and haunted meet? I would say that's how you look. What sort of person do you imagine?
Someone very esteemed, I guess. Someone maybe eminent in their chosen industry or field of endeavour.
Are you looking at Susie and Sophie?
I'm looking for anything on anyone's face.
You're meeting some poker faces.
Yeah.
You're between haunted and hunted, aren't you?
36.
36.
Ooh.
36 says Andrew Hunter Murray for Leanne Pinnock. Sophie, are you aware of the work of Leanne Pinnock?
I think I am.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure I know who this person is. I think that she's a
Feel free to elaborate if you'd like to.
Just going on my gut, I think.
Okay.
I think she's from the band Little Mix. So they are now, at this point, I think, all too old to be in a girl band.
A woman band.
They're women. They're full women.
They're not in their
Does
mid
that mean
late
that
30s,
I'm too old to be
now?
In a girl band?
I'm so sorry, Susie.
Yeah, that's one awful time to have to tell Susie.
And a real shock.
I think she's 29.
29, says Sophie. We've got 36, we've got 29. Susie, what are you saying?
Now that I've realised who she is, I'm a huge fan.
There you go.
huge. No, I.
Oh, no, did you not know?
No, I didn't know.
So I was so delighted when you elaborated. I just know there is Leanne Little Mix.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I'm from an era of the Spice Girls where you just had your name and then Spice after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen Little Mix. They're very good live. I was going to go for 29.
Interesting.
So can we do this round again and I'll go first? Is that no?
No, we can't.
Okay.
You can go for 29, but it's frowned upon.
I think let's make it interesting.
Yeah,
and I'll go.
So.
Now I'm just deciding whether to go for 30 or 28.
Okay.
When were they on The X Factor? Was it the same year as One Direction?
Do you remember on Waterloo Station when they changed the advertising
yes,
boards
yes,
from analogue?
Yes.
When was that?
Weirdly, that's how I think of my life pre and post that changeover.
I think we all do, don't
okay,
we?
Okay, fine. That's it's good to know that I'm not weird.
I don't think Little Mix will remember the changeover of the advertising hoardings at Waterloo Station.
Don't, please, please, please don't make the mistake of underestimating Little Mix, Andrew.
Again. Yeah. I think Leanne Pinnock is 30.
Well, we gave away a point on the first one. Two people have scored points this time. Andrew, it won't have escaped you to notice that on 36, you are not going to be one of them.
I'm an outlier.
You are an outlier, exactly. So he's either 29, which is what Sophie went for, or 30, which is what Susie was forced onto. What have you said at home? You said 29 or 30, you scoring points as well. Happy birthday, Leanne Pinnock from Little Mix, who this week is 30 years old,
yes!
Susie Ruffle. Well done.
Oh,
very nice. Three points to you.
I've got to say, it feels great.
But a point to Sophie as well. went to Sophie. And Sophie, it is your turn first this time. How old this week? Andrew, you'll know this person, I think. Mm-hmm. And I can reveal, not a member of Little Mix. How old is David Cameron this week?
Oh, I know who that is.
Heard of him.
I think that he was like fairly... He has also got a soft face. Much softer than Matt Damon's.
I would agree with that. But I understand now.
People would argue that...
I know what you mean by Matt Damon's soft face. If you're using Cameron as the exemplar, and yeah, you step back a few paces from Cameron, I can see that you get Matt Damon.
Yeah. I think if it was a big Cameron birthday, we'd know about it. So I think that he is probably only 57.
57, says Sophie.
Yeah.
Susie, what are you thinking about David Cameron?
I think he's younger than that.
Sorry, I just respect your guesses and I think you're right now.
Well, he was a young Prime Minister and he wasn't Prime Minister that long ago, was he? He's also got quite young children.
And
now I appreciate men can carry on breeding.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they shouldn't, right? But they do.
Sam Cam's his wife, isn't she?
Not sure
about her.
These are all good answers to a different quiz.
Yeah, okay. Sam Cam, I'll go with that.
There you go. Yeah, so you're saying that Sam Cam is David Cameron's wife?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the board.
I'm going to say that he is 54.
54, says Susie. Andrew, we got 57 from Sophie, 54 from Susie. What are we getting from you?
So, I think he's a tiny bit younger than Boris Johnson.
Interesting.
And I think, this is just a weird fact that's lodged in my head from somewhere, there was a spell in 2010 where all three main party leaders were 43 at the same time.
Really?
What was that? Cameron, Clegg and Miliband.
Interesting.
All 43. That was a really, really exciting time in British politics for that and so many other reasons. And if that is true, then I think he'd be turning 55 now.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
But that really is just, that's a punt. But I think he'll be turning 55.
Susie, 54. Andrew, 55. Sophie, 57. What do you think at home on this one? David Cameron this week is... How about that, Andrew Hunter-Murray? He's 55 years old. Very nicely done.
I knew that subscription to the Bullingdon newsletter would come in handy one day.
One day.
There we go.
I knew it. That is the end of round one. Let's see what the scores are looking like. It's lovely and close. This, Sophie, you got 2 points. Andrew, you got 3 points. Susie Ruffle, our leader, with 4 points.
Feels good.
Let's move straight on to round two, shall we? And we start with Susie. How old this week is Midge-Year?
Midge-Year. He is in the music industry. Yeah, he did Band-Aid. He was busy with the Band-Aid gang, wasn't he? You're both not helping at all. I'm going to say Midge-Year is
79.
Oh, is that, that's wrong. It feels wrong now.
Andrew Hunter-Murray, do you know aware of the work of Midge-Year?
I'm aware of the name Midge-Year. Little Midge. I'm going to dive straight in and say 67.
67, says Andrew. Thinking mid-60s, maybe dragged up a tiny bit by Susie's 79. Mm. Sophie, are you aware of the man slash woman's work?
Yeah, I could not tell you the gender, ethnicity or profession of Midge-Year.
Okay. This is really, so if you don't know anything, it's really a question of who do you respect more, Susie or Andrew, in terms of where your answer goes.
Now this feels like a new kind of test. Yeah. I think that Midge-Year...
Look at them both looking at you, by the way.
I believe, Susie, that they are a 80s music person. I think that they are 60. They're turning 63.
63, says Sophie. We got 79 from Susie, we've got 67 from Andrew and 63 from Sophie. Susie, you're absolutely right. He was the Band-Aid guy.
Yeah.
Do They Know It's Christmas? Lead singer in Ultravox, Vienna, famously number two for 6 weeks in a row. I think the longest ever serving number two single. Kept off number one by Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce. So that's Midge-Year's tragedy. I'm giving away a point. amazingly, three people had no idea really who. Well, to be fair to Susie, you did have, you knew who he was.
Yeah.
But you are so away from his age.
I thought he was about 40.
Okay, 40 in the
80s. Just because of the bold with the pony.
Yeah, I got you. No.
No. I've not got the point. Is that what you're saying?
Men in the 80s looked a huge amount older than men now.
Right.
I mean, it was just crazy. Once they were like 28, they were like a wreck. They looked essentially like your granddad looks now from 28 onwards. Look at footballers in the 70s. You're like, what's going on here? But I am giving away a point to either Andrew or Sophie, who have said 67 and 63 respectively. What are you saying at home? Midge Ewer this week is 68 years old, Andrew Hunter-Murray. Very well done. You're having a good round two, aren't you? And Andrew, we go to you first for this one.
Okay.
You've got the 3 and a 1 in the last two birthdays. Could you tell me, I think this is a name we will all know, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll know the person behind the name as well. How old this week is Marie Kondo?
Okay. Yes.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Marie Kondo.
The inventor of the high-rise building.
I'm going to say that she's turning 41.
41.
I was also thinking of saying that.
That's interesting. Everybody was thinking 41 for Marie Kondo. Sophie, it's your guess, though.
I was thinking 41. I think I'm going to go with 40.
40, says
it's
Sophie.
It's a nice clean age.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? She's already got rid of all extraneous numbers. So you just have the one number. That's all you need. Don't need two. And Susie, what are you thinking?
Maybe she's a bit older.
Okay.
Because how many years did it take to become famous at tidying? You've put the years in.
Yeah, you do. That's a lot of
a lot of rolling t-shirts, isn't it? Rather than folding them, it will save space.
Oh, is that the thing?
I think so. T-shirt.
Okay,
but yours would be so big.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing.
There's
no point me when you look at those packing hacks. You just think, I mean, good luck with my shoes.
I think Marie Kondo is 42.
42. So you're going one up. Well, now this, I would say, is very, very interesting. So we got 41. That was the original guess. We all liked it. Then 40, Sophie went. And 42, Susie went. Very, very interesting gameplay. Marie Kondo, this week, is 37 years old.
I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew
she'd
be younger if she
If
was
you
anything.
Honestly knew it, then I'll give you the points. If you're telling me you knew it. So, Sophie, you're going first. We have one of our listeners who's rung. It is his birthday this week. His name is Eddie. Hello, Eddie. Happy birthday.
Hi, Richard. Thank you very much.
So, you know what's going to happen. Our three players here are all going to ask you one question. We give them a choice of two questions. They will ask you a question. You answer honestly, and then they will all have a little go at guessing how old you are going to be this week. Sophie, what's your question?
Hi, Eddie. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sophie.
No worries. Cost me nothing. I'm going to ask you, what is the most recent gig you have been to?
Oh, that's a good one.
So it's a band called Stockton's Wing. I'm not really a great gig goer, mm-hmm. and I listen to lots of music, but I prefer to stick the headphones in and listen to the electronic version.
He's giving a lot of information there, but Stockton's Wing was the answer that none of us were expecting there, Sophie. That's what you got. I don't know how much that's helped with our triangulation. Susie, you got another question.
Hello, Eddie.
Hiya, Susie.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
That's a good one.
It was Agnetha Falkstock from ABBA.
That is useful information.
Yes.
I think ABBA. That really puts us in analogue Waterloo. Beautiful. Andrew, a final question.
Hello, Eddie. Happy birthday. So the question I will ask you, please, is what was your favourite childhood show?
Oh, nice.
Scooby-Doo.
Ooh.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because it ran for a long time.
Yeah.
So listen, this is what we know. Stockton's Wing. I'm not sure if it helped us a huge amount. Agnetha from ABBA, I think that did help us, and Scooby-Doo. Mm. Sophie, it's Eddie's birthday this week, but how old is he going to be?
I'm going to guess that you are turning 75.
75, says Sophie. Interesting. Susie, what do you think? Counting on your fingers?
Yeah, I was counting on my fingers, trying to work out how long ago the 70s were.
You don't have enough fingers.
We didn't all
Susie.
Go to Oxbridge, all right?
That's because that's what they teach you.
Well, I wouldn't know. I didn't go. Didn't get me A-levels. I think our friend Eddie is 67.
67, says Susie. Andrew, what are you thinking?
I think that Eddie will be turning 64.
64.
Like in the other song,
says
yeah.
Andrew.
Song.
We got 64, we got 67, 75. I don't want to take any of that to heart, Eddie. First things first, has anybody scored a point?
No.
You surprise me. Can I have a guess?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love it if Eddie said no. Just put the phone down. No, actually.
Richard, listen, I mean, I really like the shows you do. I would rather you didn't. I think Eddie's not a million miles away from my age. I would say, Eddie, could I guess that you are 52 this week?
Oh, I like you, Richard.
How old are you, Eddie?
I'm 59.
59?
Oh, yeah,
blimey.
Yeah.
You're a late developer of fancying Agnetha. He must have been, I suppose that's like 13, 14. I suppose that's my, yeah. That's my like my Kim Wilde age.
Yeah, Catholic grammar school boy, so everything's suppressed.
No, well, that's. If we'd known that, if we'd known that.
That would have changed everything.
That would have changed everything. So, Eddie is 59 this week. Very well done at home if you got somewhere close to that. Eddie, thank you so much for chatting to us and a very, very, very happy 59th birthday.
Thanks very much, Richard. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, we all did terribly.
Yeah. I like Eddie, though.
Oh, he was great.
Nice guy.
He was, do you know what? Of the five people involved in that conversation, me, the three of you and him, he very much came out of that the best. Didn't he? He really did. Okay, that's round two finished. Let's take a look at the scores. It's a close one today. Sophie, you got 2 points.
Yep.
We have joint leaders, Andrew and Susie, 4 points each. Final round, quick fire age guessing. Susie, listen, the cake is still very much at stake.
Yes.
Okay, any one of the three of you could win this. Susie, how old this week is Sharon Osbourne?
This week, Sharon Osbourne is 74. I think her face is a lot younger. But
interesting.
I think
that she's older than you'd imagine.
Well, I think she's quite famously had quite a lot of work done.
What? So. This is news to me.
Talking about the same Sharon Osbourne, right?
Yeah, Sharon Osbourne, my mum's friend.
Your mum's friend, Sharon Osbourne. Yeah.
She's had work done. I knew she'd had a new hip. I didn't know, anything else.
Yeah, I think Sharon Osbourne's about 74.
74. Andrew Hunter Murray, what are you thinking about Sharon Osbourne?
I was thinking she would be a bit younger than that, but Susie was so confident so quickly that I'm being dragged towards her guess, I'd
say. So it's interesting. The big question is, are you your own man? Or
I'm going to say 72.
72. Mm. And is that what you would have gone without the 74? Or
I think I might have started in the 60s if left unattended.
Just never, ever leave Andrew Hunter-Murray unattended. And Sophie, what do you think? You've got 74 and 72.
I would have gone so much younger than that.
So the question is, are you your own woman?
Am I my own woman? I'm going to go with 61.
61. Oh, well, really is.
She's going to be delighted with
knowing
that.
Your own mind.
It's, oh, dear.
We got 61, dear. We got 72, we got 74. What do you think at home about Sharon Osbourne? Listen, I might as well break it to you. No one scored a point. Not a single point in the studio. Have you scored a point at home, though? Sharon Osbourne this week is 69 years old.
Oh,
there you go. Which I suspect, Andrew, might have been roughly where you'd have gone.
That's very
if you
kind
had
of you to
any
say.
Any sort of backbone. Andrew, we turn to you. Mm. Still 2 points between everybody here. How old this week is Sadiq Khan?
I think of him as being quite young and energetic.
Mm.
You know, I think it's big 5-0.
Sophie, what are you thinking about Sadiq Khan?
I think Sadiq Khan is younger than Jennifer Lopez.
No. And how old is Jennifer Lopez?
At least 50.
At least 50. I don't know. I can't work out the maths we're about to do now.
I think he's 48.
48, says Sophie. So 50
for
Andy. I think
he'd have looked up at Jenny from the block and been like, I could dazzle her with my youth.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
She would go, all I'm looking for in the world is someone slightly younger than me. So, yeah. Sadiq, count me
in. That has a good understanding of tooting.
He really, really gets tooting. Susie, what are you saying?
Well, I feel like he's classic dad age.
What's a classic dad age?
Well, you're a dad, aren't you?
I am.
You remember classic dad age?
I'm a fairly classic dad. Yeah, I guess so.
I reckon classic dad is 46.
46.
That is quite.
Are you trying to say I'm 46?
I think you're. I'm not going to play that game with you.
Yeah, probably best not. Sadiq Khan, absolute classic dad age. Absolute Jennifer Lopez bait. 51 years old. 51 years old, Sadiq Khan. Andrew Hunter Murray gets himself a point and gets himself a lead as well with just one birthday to go.
Everybody. Can I take this opportunity to say that I think Sadiq Khan looks great?
He is good, right, for 51, doesn't he?
I think so.
He is doing all right for himself. If J-Lo is listening, we've got a mayor you might be interested in. How old this week is Charles Dance?
I think that Charles Dance is really posh.
Interesting.
And I think he looks hoary, like H-O-A-R-Y.
A few. Okay.
That's very important clarification.
I really want to get this bang on.
Yeah.
I think he's an actor.
Okay. I'm just going to just talk to my ancestors for a bit.
I think my grandma thinks that he is younger than her.
Okay.
But is she right?
How often is she right about people when you don't know who they are?
Yeah, she doesn't know who he is either. Yeah. But she says that she thinks he's 79.
79, says Sophie's grandmother.
I think Charles Dance is 88.
Oh.
88.
Whoa.
88, that's big.
Oh, now I don't because of Andrew's face.
No,
it's just a good answer.
It's just a confident offer, and it's a decade away, so it's a big, it's a...
Yeah, strong.
It's bold.
It's a very strong play. Andrew, last guest of the show, what are we saying about Charles Dance?
Well, I know he's in Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And he was quite old when that started, and it was about a decade ago that it kicked off, I think. I've also seen photos of him on the beach recently, looking absolutely fabulous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Arm draped around J-Lo.
I think he's in his early 80s. I think I'm going to say he's turning 83.
83, oh, you're saying? So we've got 79, 83, 88. Quite right. He's in Game of Thrones, all sorts of things. Still looking good. He's 75 years young today. Which means we have ourselves a winner. Sophie, you got 2 points. Susie Ruffle, 4 points. Our winner, Andrew Hunter-Murray, with 5 points. You've won yourself an unnamed cake from an unnamed supermarket. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Fabulous.
And thank you at home for listening, for playing along. I wonder if you beat our players this week. Congratulations if you did. I hope to see you again very soon on the Birthday Cake Game. You have been listening to the Birthday Cake Game, produced by Tamara Gilder.